Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
And hello.
Oh, is it done?
It's done.
I can't tell because we don't have headphones.
Because we're that professional.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. We record live out of Rogers Park, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. We
just had a nice conversation about being cold. We made us some coffee. Hopefully my coffee doesn't kick in the middle of the show.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
This is Ricky.
And this is Barcelona. Yeah. Do you like that little Spanish accent?
Yeah. Is that, what is that called?
Castellano?
Yeah.
Yes, it's like you're a Bugs Bunny.
No, you're a faggot.
Ew. Ew.
Hi, everyone. We're back for another installment. Hi.
We're back for another installment of...
Oh, monkeys.
Files. Cute. That did not work out.
So what were we going to talk about?
We have an email, I think.
We have some tweets.
We have tweets and we have twats and then we have voicemail.
I didn't see
the voicemail, but
there is a voicemail from Spirit Mom.
That's right. I do remember that. It wasn't on the email. You must have deleted it then.
No, it's still there. It's...
I don't remember seeing it.
It's... still there.
Oh yeah, it is. Google Voice.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you.
Google
what,
Voice?
What? No, what is it? It's still
there.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
What's your point?
I just needed to hear you say that I was right.
But I didn't.
But you did.
But I didn't.
So, what are we going to talk about? I forgot. In the last show, we were going to talk about something. What is it?
I thought
we were going to plan on talking about something. We may not even have anything to talk about at all, which is rare for us.
Right, which is so rare for us.
People loved our crafting episode.
Did they really?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was kind of boring, but...
Well, I mean, we had several listeners that were involved that were like, you know, just so many questions. So many we can't answer.
I was going to ask you, what do you prefer, cold or hot?
As in what?
Anything. Like, what would be your preference? Like, if you had to live with one and not the other, what would you prefer?
I would prefer to be cold because I could add more clothes if I needed to. Or I could do whatever I needed to do to make it hot. Or are you saying, like, as in you could never heat anything up?
No, I don't. See, it was just a question. I was listening to a podcast, and they were throwing out a couple questions. And I just thought it was kind of funny that I think that was one of the questions that they threw out. Like, what would you prefer? But I think it was in reference to, like food or something. Like, what would you prefer? But... I kind of thought, I'm like, what would I prefer? Would I prefer hot or would I prefer cold?
Even with food?
Like, if I have access to cold water, I would prefer hot. Because you could always cool down, right? But if it's always going to be cold, do I have access to heat?
Well, my thing is with food, I don't like food that is super hot. Like, not like hot sauce hot, but like...
heat,
temperature hot,
right? Temperature.
I don't like super hot food like that. So, like, Tony loves his soup like fucking boiling over when he's eating it. I'm like, I'll take mine a little over lukewarm
because
I just I don't like.
Oh.
I mean, of course it's warmer, but it's not like scalding to the point of where I can't put it in my mouth kind of thing.
Right. I like it just before that. Right. Like, I like it to be super hot where I could still kind of eat it a little bit. It takes me a little bit longer to eat it because it's still hot, but I don't like it to be lukewarm.
I want to
like
be able that. To enjoy it right away. I don't want to have to wait for it to cool off for me to eat it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think because I don't know if I would. With food, I know I like it to be hot. Super hot. Not to the point where I can't eat it.
Is it hot or is it cold? Is it yes or is it no?
Oh, thank you, Katie.
Is it in or out?
Oh.
Or is it up and down?
Yeah, I think if the question was proposed just whether would you prefer hot or cold, doesn't matter what it is, you don't have access to any of the other, I think I would prefer it hot.
I think I prefer cold because I'm so afraid I would end up like in Florida in August. And that's just not my thing.
Because no one likes to be in Florida
in August
during that time.
Actually, no one likes to be in Florida between April and about December.
I will tell you, this last time I went to Fort Lauderdale, it felt like God sat the devil sat his crack right on top of us.
Oh, yeah. And he just shit all over you.
And it wasn't even like the temperature itself wasn't that hot. It was the fucking humidity that made it even hotter. And I remember sitting at the pool.
He, like, sharted on you.
I was sitting at the pool, like, laying out, getting the rays. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's so nice out here. Because every now and then I'd get, like, a little breeze. And then it would hit me, and it would be, like, streams of, like, sweat were just running down my face.
That's called a heat stroke.
Probably. It was so fucking hot. And then I would get into I'd go back to my room, and it would be so cold, because it's, like...
And then make you sleepy.
And you're like, so hot, so cold. And then you walk outside, because you're so fucking cold, and then literally within seconds, you're like, I gotta go back inside, because it's too fucking hot.
Yeah. No, never again.
I don't know. Like I said, I think if I had the options, yes. But if I didn't have the options, I think I would prefer heat. And I think I would prefer like a nice like 75, like maybe 60% 60% humidity.
Oh.
Like, so it's kind of like a drier heat. Like kind of like San Diego. Like I would definitely do that.
It needs to be 68 degrees all the time with the sun out. Perfect.
Yes, that is perfect. With a little wind, maybe? A little?
If it's 68,
like a hint.
No wind.
No?
If it's 68.
A little humidity?
Wind. 2 degrees, gotta have wind.
Like turbulent wind.
Right. Like
like Mariah Carey.
Indiana Turbine. Beyonce getting her hair stuck.
Right.
I need a Mariah Carey fan. All the time.
Well, I mean, who doesn't need a Mariah Carey fan? Did you happen to see the video that I reposted last night of Maya Rudolph in the SNL skit? Oh my God.
Bah.
Bah. Bah. Bah. I love what she said. When she said, did somebody say my name? Oh my God. That was
I like
perfect.
When she sang her songs too. Like,
she's like, no, honey,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we said, surf.
Somebody made a video of our personal lives, and this is what I have to say. No.
She has done her
I have
several
two
times
things to say. One, surfboard. Two, it's live from Saturday Night Live.
That was a funny fucking video. I don't think I've seen it because it's...
And she has the hair. Like,
yeah,
hair
like her hair. Did you see how it was like moving? Like, no, it wasn't a Mariah Carey fan. But no. It was just enough to give that element of 3D.
Right.
Which I was loving. Okay, so the Grammys are on Monday. I know you don't watch because you don't have TV.
I'm
regular TV.
I might be getting an antenna one day.
Okay, you realize that the antenna is literally like $15. You can go get it at any time.
It's just maybe today we'll get it, and you can install it.
It's not that difficult. It's so easy, and you faggots would be elevated to another level.
You would be so happy.
Well, just because like a motherfucker wants to watch the news sometimes, and I can't even watch the news. But
the thing is that.
I get that you don't like the news.
No, I like the news is okay. It's just that you can't fucking fast forward through the commercials. I don't like that.
Oh my God. You have become a Netflix nation.
Right.
I need a whole season in one day so I could binge and then bitch and moan about how I have to wait till next year.
Called Lilyhammer. Have you heard of it?
No, but I think I've done that on a cock.
Okay, you should watch it. It's really good.
What is it?
It's Lilyhammer? Like a version of the Sopranos, but it's over in like Switzerland or something. Like a guy. Okay. Let me
pull up Netflix and
he is an informant for the CIA or whatever, mm-hmm. and then he gets busted, so they give him a new identity and move him to Lilyhammer, where he has like no idea what the language is, but he's like this Italian American guy in this little. Town had the Olympics there.
Okay, anybody famous that
no, because most of them are actors from like over from
Switzerland.
It's a Netflix show.
It's a Netflix original. Interesting.
It's pretty good. We're watching that right now.
Oh, okay. Like Sunday, like rain. I'll add that too because I think that's a Netflix original.
So let's play the phone.
We have a phone call.
The last show, not the show you heard before this one, but the one before that. Sex.
Sex.
I think it was before that one. You asked Melissa Miranda, which is our spirit mom.
I actually asked her that in the last episode.
So sex.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sex.
So she called and she gave us voicemail. So
she did. I love how she was fronting up on that voicemail.
You need the headphones because you can't hear
it. I love how she was fronting up on that voicemail.
You need the head. You haven't heard the message, right?
I heard it already, so I don't need the headphones.
Well, I don't remember exactly what it said.
Okay, well, you put them on, buddy. Buddy, put them on. You'll be okay. It's going to take a minute to play anyway, so. Because you know that shit got to download. Okay, ready?
No.
Oh, Jesus, fucking slow. Okay. And go.
Hey, you guys, it's Spirit Mom, and I was calling because Roger was asking about the Housewives. And really, I don't know anything about those bitches because they ain't got nothing to do with paper crafting. So, yeah, I'm still in the paper crafting rabbit hole. There's plenty of good snacks and weed down here. I'll see you when I come to visit. Bye.
I love that she said there's weed down there.
And snacks, because of course that's important.
Right. You guys, we're turning paper crafting into like
a thing.
I mean, the next thing you know, we're going to be on TV because we're going to have a paper crafting
show. Oh my God, that'd be so great. Like, so I was thinking like, well, thank you so much for calling us. Yes, I love how you are so fucking fronting and you are trying to fake the funk like you didn't hear, like you never watched them before. And now all of a sudden.
No, she's watched them before because she's responded about them, but she doesn't know anything about them recently.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to because like you was all up in the front and shit. No, but that's cool. Whatever. If you don't watch them, I just throw them on the background when I'm like doing cards and shit. But anyway,
that is like way too much trash TV for me.
Oh,
like
because you've never seen it. So
I've seen a few of them.
How would you know?
I've seen the ones from Beverly Hills. It has that like rich stuck up bitch, Vanderbrunt or whatever her name is.
Vandercunt, as some people like to call her.
I've seen the Housewives of Atlanta. I've seen a few of those.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah, Nina.
Nini. Get it correct.
Is from there.
Bloop.
Who thinks she's like more than what she is, but and then somebody's coming to the back to the New Jersey Housewives. What's her face? That was in jail.
Teresa Giudice.
So
yeah, she's coming. She was up in the jails.
She was in the I was reading the article about her. She was in the same jail that Orange is the New Black is based on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just pulling her leg. But yes, she was trying to fake the funk in the voicemail. And then I asked her on Facebook, and I was like, bitch, you know you watch them. Why are you acting? And she was like, I did before paper crafting. Okay, thank you.
Paper crafting is like taking over her life.
I mean, it's like, the thing is that, and I told Ricky this, like this week I've gotten better at trying to do a card like every night. Because the thing is like, I get home and I am exhausted. Like I'm not sleeping well, you know, because I don't have a machine. And so I'm really tired all the time. And then I get home and I'm super tired from like driving an hour or whatever, which is that I'm not complaining about that because it's much better than before. But it's just like I get home and like immediately I get home, I have to tend to the dogs, make sure that they're, you know, okay and whatever. And then like I have to start thinking about like what I'm going to eat for dinner. And usually I wait for my mom because I don't want her to eat by herself. Mm-hmm. So like as I start getting into like trying to start crafting shit, like it doesn't, I have to go eat, then I have to, you know, so I always get pulled, and by the time I actually get to sit down, I'm tired.
You're so tired.
I'm really tired. Bitch, I am. I am a tired bitch. But yeah, so I don't get to craft as, I don't allow myself enough time to craft enough. Plus, I don't have the appropriate setup the way I would like it, so it makes it a little difficult because like everything is scattered everywhere right now.
You don't have it like Jennifer McGuire's.
It's not even that. It's just
oh, girl. Is you okay?
Ooh, girl, I don't know if I was gonna throw up, fart, or fucking puke. Burp. Let me take a sip of this coffee.
Anyway, if you farted through your mouth, I would die.
That would be like the girl's puking vial.
Which, by the way, Ivy is so much better now. She's back to normal.
Well, she's half her size.
Apparently, she lost a little weight
because she doesn't eat. Anyway, so I'm trying to give myself like, so I said this week, I would give myself like, I'd do at least one. Mm. And the worst part about this whole thing is like, I can do them really fast. So it's not like it takes me that long, unless there's coloring involved.
I know every card I do takes at least 45 minutes to do.
Yeah, that's pretty fast though. Cause I think mine take about 30 to 45 minutes. If I do like, I mean, like the last time I think I did two or three cards and I did them within a 4-hour span. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, yeah, about 30, 45 minutes.
It's which a I think lot more fast. Work than people think it is.
I think if there's coloring involved, yeah, there is a lot more work because you have to color and all that shit. But so I think I'm going to do like, I think tonight or tomorrow in the morning, like I'm going to create my first watercolor card. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that one for my mom for Valentine's Day. Because I thought, I'm like, okay, if I fuck up, I can at least fuck up with her card. Because
she's still going to love it because right, it's from her son.
Exactly. She's a lot more forgiving than. But no, and that's the other thing, too. It's like, I'm, like I said before, I'm pretty anal when it comes to making sure, like.
Yeah, you're anal.
So, what's that mean?
You know what that means.
Anyway, but I did get some more stuff to put more stuff on the wall. Like, so remember that I think I was with you when we got that pack so that I could put it on the wall.
Oh, the magnet thing? I wasn't with you, but you.
Oh, okay. But I
saw it together.
Yeah.
But who did I get it with? We didn't get it together.
No, I think I got that by myself. Yeah, I was. Okay. But I showed you the picture anyway. So you know what I'm talking about. So I got another one, and this one has a thing where it could hold paper. Mm-hmm. So I'm slowly going to move things on the wall so that way I can get more clear, more stuff off of my desk. And now, since I reorganized my...
I don't know what I'm going to do with my stuff.
Right. My paper Tupperware, uh-huh. I organized it a little bit better so that I have, like, it's now more... The paper is more visible and I can see things. So what I did was I went through a lot of it and took out the stuff that I wanted to work with now. So that stuff I'm going to put in there so I can see it and be like, okay, this is a paper stock that I want to work with right now and that I want to create cards with. So that way I can, you know, I'm kind of, I could see it. It's there. I don't need my Tupperware of paper like right underneath my desk. So I'm going to move that, you know, to the other side of the wall or whatever. So I'm becoming a lot more organized, which is, I think, what my biggest problem is. Also, too, like, I do want to get something that's higher so I can stand, because I don't like sitting and doing the cards. I want something that's higher.
This isn't high enough for me.
Well, I think I'm going to end up, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end up getting either the cranky legs or the ones that automatically, I think I'm just going to have to spend the money on that, because that's that. I like the height that it goes, because you can stand and you don't have to kind of hunch over. So also too, like, I realized these last couple of days, like, I've gained a lot of weight. And so, like, I want to incorporate some sort of, like, exercise regimen.
Oh, they're putting in stand-up desks at my work now.
Oh, are they? Yeah. It's so much better than sitting.
Not everybody will have a stand-up desk, but you'll be able to go over to the desk and work for... Mm-hmm. They have them... Because it's, like, during a trial period right now. So they only have, like, 4 desks.
Have,
like,
you tried it? Area.
I've had a stand-up desk before. When I worked at Verizon, we had stand-up desks.
Oh, okay.
And
they're much healthier than sitting down all day.
It's better.
I mean, it's a lot to get used to, though, because, I mean, you're literally on your feet all day. So, you know, I'm trying to, in my head, I think if I at least start working out, I won't feel as tired, because then maybe I'll get more rest throughout the night.
You need to get your CPAP machine before you start doing that.
I know, and that's the biggest thing, is that I need to get that sort of fixed.
I've been on it for a month, and while I do see some improvements in certain things, like memory. Like, I do remember things a lot better now, but I'm still sometimes tired. But they said it could take up to 3 to 4 months for your body to adjust to the correct amount of sleep.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm my endocrinologist and I have really sort of come to terms with the fact that I think the reason why I'm, like, not going anywhere health-wise in terms of getting better is it's because I'm not sleeping well. And that is the majority sleep of my problem. Like,
the main driving part of your health.
It's the number one thing, and people don't realize that. And, you know, I think now it's starting to come to light that, you know, that's what you need. You need sleep, and I mean, it's integral to your body. Like, you have to have it. So, like I said, I'm trying to force myself. And then on days where, like tomorrow, I'm going to focus on doing some more cards and try to do as many as I can, you know. Now that Valentine's is kind of here and over with, like, I'm going to focus on, like, birthday cards. And I still haven't found any, like, Father's Day stamps or, like, Mother's Day stamps that...
They have Father's Day ones at Craft Fancy that I saw yesterday.
What were their...
It was a Mama Elephant one.
Yeah, I think I've seen those. I don't have a father to give a card to.
But... You're putting it for your store.
No. I know. So that's why it hasn't been something that I've actually looked for. Like, I've looked at some of the mother ones, and I like the Lawn Fawn one, but I think it's too cartoonish. Mm-hmm. And I want something that's a little more, not necessarily fancy per se, but just something that's a little not as cartoonish.
Classy.
Kind of, yeah. Like, so, like, the ones from Mama Elephant would probably be something that I would like, because it's not as cartoonish, you know? But, you know, some people like that, so I'll probably get both. I just would look at them. So I'm probably going to work on that, and then definitely work on more wedding ones, because I haven't had any. I only have one right now on my store.
I haven't done any wedding ones yet. But,
And I also want to focus on the animal ones. So, like, the animal ones that I'm waiting to get, like, I'm getting that one on Monday, so I should have those, like, up and running. I'll probably work on those once I get them.
Is it coming through the post office?
Yeah, it's already here, so I'll get it on Monday.
Oh, it got delivered to your mail office or to your mail room?
Yeah, because we have to wait.
Because mail ain't running on Monday. You
know, yeah, because... we get it 24 hours. We have to, like, so anything that gets delivered to our office, it takes 24 hours to come to us because, you know, mailroom is fucking slow. I mean, slow. It's like the post office. Mm-hmm. Fucking slow.
Is the service like the post office? The other day, I about had a heart attack. I went to, on Monday, this past Monday, I went to the post office at 11:30 in the morning in Glenview, and there were fucking 5 clerks working.
Oh.
And I about fell out on the floor. I was like, what is happening? Is the world ending? They were all nice.
Oh.
And there was no line. I could not believe it. I was like, why can't it be like this during Christmas?
Well, you know what? Here's the problem with the post office.
It's the post office.
Well, right. They, first of all, they never have enough people, okay? But they want you to use the electronic stuff.
That doesn't work.
Okay, wait. Before you go onto your part, they want you to use that, right? To deter people from having to go to the line. Okay, fine. I get that, right? It's kind of like Jewel. It's kind of like, you know, grocery store where they have the self-checkout line, which, by the way, every fucking place should have one of those. And they should have a lot of those versus the going up to a person.
Because there's a lot of fucking stupid people.
No. I understand. I get it. I understand. And I hate the people that go to those checkouts and they have like 1,000 things in their fucking cart. It's like, okay, these were not really meant for you to have 1,000 things. Like, you should go to the ones, to the people.
The checkout.
Right. And they should have a specific person that's there that says, you know, you can't check out with all those items. You have to go to line. So I get that, right? Got it. The thing I do not like about the post office not having that feature is that they don't have someone guiding you on how to fucking use this goddamn machine.
Right, because you get the 98-year-old person that just can't but simply...
It's not even that, dude. Like, seriously, like... Smart, intelligent people, I cannot fucking use. I don't understand how to use that machine.
If you're not buying a stamp, it's like,
ridiculous. How do you even use it? Like, right. I literally, my girlfriend and I, Jules, who you guys probably haven't heard from in a while, we went because I was delivering the cards that I, you know, that people had bought, and I had packaged it appropriately. I just couldn't figure out which package to use, right? Because I didn't want to have those things.
And on that machine, it doesn't give you really an option for what you
use. It does. However, here's the problem. It doesn't explain in layman's terms exactly what you need to pick. So, for example, like, there's the packaging, there's the regular letter, there's packaging, and then there's another one that's called like boxes.
Rigid
boxes. Size. Oh, we're not even getting to that point yet. So that's the first selection, right? That's the first thing that you see besides the stamps. That's the first kind of like thing you see. So you see envelopes. Obviously, that's not an envelope because it's a package, right? But now I'm like, I have 2 package options. And it says, is it this size or no? Is it this type of packaging or is it this type of packaging? And I'm like, okay, well, I have a packaging that, although it's not soft, it's not hard like a box packaging. So I'll pick the soft one. No. When I finally, when I went through the steps and I'm like, I can't, this is so fucking confusing. Luckily, there was a lady there and she was kind of guiding traffic because, of course, fucking one person.
Which post office were you at?
I'm not going to say, but, you know, by work. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and it was, there was about maybe.
Too personal. I mean, there's how many post offices are there in the city?
Correct. And it was literally. Maybe about 6-7 people in line, including Jules, because I told her, I said, don't leave in case she can't help me.
Right.
Because, you know, some of them are stupid. So then, and she was helping a lady, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but can you help me after you're done? And she was like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll help you. Very nice, which is surprising, because usually they're like,
fucking
no!
Ain't my job.
Union. Ain't got no time.
Union.
So then
I can't hear you because I have Hello Kitty earmuffs on.
I have Hello Kitty in my braids. So then she finally gets in there and she finally gets over to help me. And she's like, I'm like, I want to send these out, but I'm not like, you know, at the cheapest way I could possibly send them out without, but of course that without they get there
ripped in half.
Right. Or that they get lost.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, what can you help me and show me how to do this? So that way I don't have to you know, stand in line. And she's like, oh, she's like, sure. She's like, okay, this is what you're going to choose. And she's like, and you're going to choose this one because it's actually hard packaging. You know, it can't, there's nothing, it's not soft packaging. So you have to use a harder one. And I'm like, okay. And she was like, bloop, 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 bloop. Okay, good. You're good. And I'm like, so I was right. Like I did it, you know, once you do it like the first time, if you're smart enough to kind of figure out what you're looking at, you're going to get it. But you're not going to be sure because you've never done it, right? So I was like, oh yeah, I was kind of going in that direction. She's like, yeah, but because it's hard, you have to go through this one. I'm like, oh, okay. And then finally got to the, you know, transaction. And she's like, and then you just put this here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I'm sitting there thinking like, this needs to be your full-time job. Like, you need to just stand here and tell people, come and use the machines.
Or don't have that and just get up in line and start helping people.
Well, in the interim of that happening, some fucking lady pops out of the back, like an employee, and she gonna have the nerve and be like, why is so-and-so on lunch and so-and-so is on lunch too and so-and-so is on lunch as well? And she's like, oh, because I sent them. I'm like, so you're the problem. I was like, you're the reason why there's only one person standing there and 10 people in line.
Fucking post office sucks. I hate it. It's like right up there with going to the DMV.
But why though? That's what I don't understand. I guess like I'm trying to figure out, like I've thought about this many several times when I've been like in the line waiting for
and
them.
And you fucking hate yourself and you want to kill everyone.
And I'm
in
just
line.
Sitting here thinking like, why is it that it's so incredibly difficult to figure out when there's 10 fucking people in line and only one person that's helping them?
To
why
call don't some people.
Why don't we just get 3 other people? Even if it's just for like those 5-10 minutes.
We're unionized. We don't do that. And I only have one job and that is to lick stamps.
Right. That's awful. But you know, I also,
and by stamps I mean penises,
right, in the back, out of a box, dick in a box. But
glory hole,
right? But I just, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, it sucks. They have bad customer service.
It's like,
and don't even try to call on the 800 number again.
Oh my god. It's like the fucking worst. Please press number 1 for customer service. Please press 2 for customer service. Please press 3 for... And it's like, I've pressed customer service for the last 10 minutes of this fucking phone call.
And don't even try to call your local post office.
Oh,
no. Not even possible.
No. Because
not possible.
No. Well, I'll tell you why. Because usually when you call that post office, you are not getting... this is a problem with another problem with them is that they don't want you to actually speak to the people who are helping the customers because God forbid they get pulled.
Right.
Right. So
God forbid they pull one person.
Right. To answer a call, right, that they need help with. Right. That's in relation to what their fucking job is. Another thing. So what they do is that they figure that most people who are calling the post office probably want to find out if there's a package. So they instead give you the number to their distribution center. Mm. But the problem is that if you have a big city that it's dealing with,
you don't know if you're going to the right one.
You don't know which distribution place. So you have to call that fucking branch because then they're going to be like, oh, no, that doesn't get distributed through here. It gets distributed through there.
No, honey.
But you're like literally next door to my house. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't distribute that mail. It's the post office that's across the fucking city that does.
I am so happy. Like UPS kind of does the same thing. I am so glad that my UPS packages do not go downtown. They go over in Glenview to the big UPS
that's nice.
Over there.
That's nice.
And they get distributed from there. Because I'm telling you right now to go get a package at the downtown UPS distribution center.
Have fun.
First, you'll get murdered because there's not even a bus that's close to going there. So you have to walk like 8 blocks to get there.
I've been to that location.
2, super scurry. And then
3. Isn't that scary? Isn't that by Ogilvy? Isn't it by Ogilvy?
No, it's not even closed. It's like in the industrial area. It's like, it's not even close to a train.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was. Maybe there is a UPS location close.
I'm talking about like the whole warehouse thing. Like if you need to pick up a package, that's where you go to get it. If they haven't put it at a UPS like location, which they've started doing.
If it really just arrived before they distribute it to the location. God, I've never had to do that.
I had to go down there, and first there's like first. why are there 19,000 doors into the building? And then,
because they want you to like figure out where you got to go.
It's like fucking like a circus house. And you're like, okay, so which door do I go in? It's like Alice in Wonderland or something. And then you finally get in there. And how many people's working the line? Roger, guess.
A half of one.
You would be correct.
Is that because they have half a brain or? Oh
my God. It's like, why?
Well, first of all,
that customers, wait, I just wanted, are wait, businesses that need the best customer service
ever. Okay, wait. Do they have very long nails that should not be used in this type of job?
Yes, it's Wolverine. You guessed it. It was Wolverine.
It's like clink, 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 clink. It's like, well, why am I getting my packages all shredded, girl? Can you like Edward Scissorhands and just pick it up from the sides?
The UPS, the post office, I fucking dread. I'll use the electronic machine if there's no one in line, but if I see an old person, no, I'm not fucking doing it. And then every time I go, I'm like, I'll take two books of stamps. I'll take two books of stamps so that I don't have to fucking come back for
You know what? I've ordered a lot of my books of stamps through the website because a lot of times they don't even have them. Like, I wanted to get the heart ones.
I got the heart ones.
Don't have them.
They had them where I was, so I got them.
By the time my girlfriend was standing in line, I'm like, oh, machine, why can't you pick the fucking kind of stamps you want? It's just one kind.
Yeah, it's just one kind.
Oh, so infuriating.
You know,
30
what?
Minutes I'm gonna of, need you of to, hating stamps, isn't it?
Yeah, it has literally been 36 minutes of hating on stamps,
which started off with Melinda's voicemail. I don't even know how we got on this tangent, but anyway,
because the United States Postal Service
is the worst. The worst.
You don't even fucking work there and you'll go postal. Yes. I mean, it's like fucking crazy.
But you know what? It's the same thing with like the DM fucking V. Them bitches, they hate their fucking jobs. They hate.
Overpaid assholes are what they are.
They hate everyone that walks in there.
And the DMV.
And they get paid good.
And the DMV, you can't go any higher than what's in that office. You can't be like, I need to speak to your manager. And they're like, bitch, this is the DMV. There's no manager.
Right. Oh, you want to speak to Durbin?
Oh, you want to speak to the governor?
Go to Springfield. Headed up to
Springfield. And you know what? He's fucking rich as shit, so he's probably not even at home.
Right.
Let's go over a few tweets so we can leave and be real angry. I need to eat off my anger. Let's give a shout out to Charles S. or G. Bear Checker. He sent a picture in Twitter that just made me like, oh, I loved it. It was a bottle of Mountain Dew and some M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, girl, you are preaching to the choir.
We have Duvet again, or the Count Duvilla.
Davila.
Yeah.
I think it's Davila. Maybe he should leave us a voicemail on how it's pronounced.
He said he was, because I gave him the digits.
Oh, you... Oh, because sorry. We're back in 1995.
I gave him the ditch.
Oh, speaking of 1995, before we continue,
the year I graduated, most amazing year ever. Oh, right, Carrie.
That was everything. 19. I graduated 1996. Anyway, so I'm a year younger. Yay. Anyway, did you see the trailer for The Fuller House?
No.
My God. No, it's actually pretty amazing.
The Olsen twins aren't in it, though, right?
I know. Them fucking emo twins. Ugh.
They're rich. They don't have to do anything.
I know, but they all walk like... They literally look like E.T. Not even you.
One of them dresses like a homeless person.
I know. You got more money than God, and you dress like a fucking homeless person. Get on board.
She's the original hipster.
Yeah. Fucking... I guarantee you, she smells of, like, cigarettes and, like... toilet.
Is the show going to be good, or is it going to be like we're going to make?
No, I think it's. I think it's going to be pretty funny. I think there's definitely, because even in the trailer, there's a lot of nods
is
to the
John Romaine Stamos.
They're all back except the twins. Oh, all bitches, of them, bitches. Even the best friends. Like, it's fun. It's going to be good. I think that they're going to do a lot of like
when we get done with this, I want to call this number and I want you to listen. It's in Spanish. It's some kind of info.
Okay.
I need you to listen to this. They keep calling me like 5 times a day.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. They just call and hang up. But when I call the number back, it's blah, 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 blah. Información.
Oh.
Pina.
Is that how?
Oh.
Is that how? Is that how you think we sound?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure Tony knows that. Anyway, so I think there's going to be like a lot of nods to the previous run of the show. Which I hope that it doesn't get to the, you know, like, cause I hope it's not like one of those where that's the whole theme of the show, like
already
nodding to the past.
They already had a joke already, I guess, in the show that says, oh, you know, where's Michelle?
Yeah, they're in New York.
They're in New York running a fashion industry.
Yeah, you know. Something like that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. It looks pretty good. I cannot stand Candace Cameron.
She's like a religious, crazy person.
Like,
right?
Whatever, Beret, I think you're like, but. I think yeah. Her last name is Bree or something, or Burr or something. I can't stand her as a person. Like,
is she crazy like her brother?
Actually,
she's crazy like her brother, right?
Let me retract that. It's not that I can't stand her because I think she's got this bubbly, and I think personally she has a lot of struggle internally about who she wants to be
and her crazy fucking brother.
Well, her brother is. He's in outer space. He is like all the Republicans that are speaking of Republicans.
He's further away. Like, he's not even Republican anymore. He's like
Republic-tard.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking crazy. No, but I think she struggles with the wanting to be popular and wanting to be in the know with her religious background. Which, look, you know what, whatever. Fuck, if you fucking want to pray to a pasta and colander, that is your motherfucking business. Do you not know of the pasta god and the colander? Oh my god. See, this is the reason why you need a fucking television.
Oh, is it a joke I don't get?
No, it's actually a real religion. Like, they pray to the pasta and colander gods. Colander. Yeah. I'm not saying that she does, but like.
No, that's.
That's really a religion. That is a real religion.
Are you pronouncing it right? It sounds like you're saying pasta and colander.
Yeah, colander.
Like you put the pasta in the colander?
Yes. That's exactly what I've said. Down in time. They walk around and they wear colanders on their head.
No.
And little pasta strings in the side.
That's a joke. That cannot be real.
That is real.
No.
And I think it's out of San Francisco. You have to look.
Well, that's...
Anyway, I mean,
it's
part of the course, girl. Part of the course. Yes. No, it's not. But anyway, so if you want to pray to that, more power to you. I don't appreciate you using that as your platform when you're on a news, like when you're on a cast of people speaking about the news, because then I feel like it just immediately invalidates who you are as a person. It immediately invalidates anything that you have to say. Yeah, she's on The View.
So she's like the new what's her face.
Yeah, she's kind. They're kind of trying to make her kind of like the Elizabeth Hassel crack.
I fucking hate her.
I don't like her either.
She's a bitch too.
Those are those people that just, you know, this is what they've done. They've done all their life.
And also, Candace Cameron. Be fucking lucky you have a job. You are a kid of the 80s that had a job in the 80s and early 90s. Most of those people are dead. So be lucky you even have a job. So stop like spewing your bullshit.
Yeah, but you know what though? The other girl who's on The View as well, who's
Raven's mom?
No, not Raven. She's a little crazy too, but I think she's crazy because she's a product of being young, not necessarily because
she's a millennial.
Yeah, she's definitely millennial. But the girl that sits next to her, which I can't remember what her name, she used to be a sports woman, I think, if I remember correctly, in Chicago. And she's fucking crazy, too. The only two, well, really the only sane person on there is Joy Behar and...
Whoopi?
No, because she's got her views are kind of like, I don't know, where her views are stuck in fucking weed in the 1960s. But...
Okay, so we have Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Joy Behar.
Yes.
Candace Cameron Burr.
Correct.
Oh, Michelle Collins.
She's awesome. Her and Joy
Paula
Behar. Paula Faris is the other dumb idiot.
Raven Simone.
Yes.
Padma. She's
Padma Lakshmi.
She's the chef, right?
She's the co-host of Top Chef. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's on there as like a court, like one of those like on and off, on and off. Oh my God, correspondence.
Molly Sims is on there. I love her.
She's pretty.
Is she crazy?
No, no, no. She's fine. But I saw her when we went to Vegas.
Sherry Shepherd, crazy,
crazy, fucking crazy.
Anna Navarro.
Yeah, she's like back and forth.
Stacey London.
She used to do What Not to Wear. She's the one that has the, you know, the gray. See, like I like people who are going to see both sides and not really give an opinion, a personal opinion, but they give you facts on both sides and they make you see, like, okay, I see why this is this way, but I also see it that this, you know, it's this way. And that's the reason why I like Michelle Collins, Joy Behar. You know, Joy Behar is a staunch, like, Democratic, like, left. She's on the left, and she's like,
don't even come there with the Republican attitude.
Right. Like, she's just like, you know, like, and she keeps it real, which I love. But, you know.
You're Republican? You're a fucking asshole.
Right. You're a fucking idiot. But some of these other, like, Candace... I mean, just fucking dumb. Like, I don't understand.
Is the earth round?
Supposedly she explained why she said that.
No, that was Sherry Shepherd.
Right, it was Sherry Shepherd, and she explained why she said that.
I don't know. I didn't make the earth.
She said...
You're a dumbass.
She said it was riddled around a joke, but I don't know. No, I think it was. I think it's too late for you to say that. You actually did say that, and you're a dumbass.
And you taught your kid that, too, so you're a dumbass.
Dumb. But, you know...
Girl... 46 minutes. We got to go.
Oh, girl. We got it good.
Talked about stamps for 36 minutes.
Like we did.
You guys should be so proud that you're almost getting 2 1-hour shows. Also, I just want to... We're ending this.
Yeah. Okay.
We are touching on the fact that we may do a live show on April 29th, which is the 10th year anniversary of Foul Monkeys. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yay. Woo! Oh,
So it's a Friday, so we'll have to see if we can take the show or take the live broadcast, and we'll do a live show, and it'll be 10 years, and it won't be any different than what it is now. We might talk about stamps, and we might talk about more crafting. Oh my God, what if we make cards while we're live?
Oh my God, that's gonna be such a boring show. Especially because no one can see us.
Oh, we get cameras. We'll periscope it.
Oh, or maybe we could record it and release a video along with the YouTube, with the, like, release a YouTube with the. We could do that. That would be cool.
I wish we could set that up. I would really like to have a YouTube channel where people could see us talking and do the show at the same time.
We could if you weren't so fucking.
Why does everything have to be me?
Because anytime... Oh, we're not going to dive down this rabbit hole.
Why, we're not why go down do I this... have to do all the work? Why can't I have an idea and someone else do the work? It's never been that way.
I started the fucking YouTube with the car. And what happened to that?
When's the last time we did one? Actually, someone asked about.
And could you do one? Okay, we'll do one today.
We'll do one today.
And if I remember correctly...
I'm shaking my head. We'll do one today.
And if I remember correctly, when we did the car cast... I asked you, do you want to do a video? And you said, no. That's exactly what you said. So.
We're going to do one today. Where are we going?
No.
Well, you heard it here first.
Anyway. So, by the way, I got my car back. Yay. My car is like brand new. It looks all pretty shiny because I waxed it. But, you know, it's taking me a minute to learn how to drive it again because I was so used to the other car. But
if you first, you don't succeed.
Dust yourself off and try again.
And get back up in your Mazda CX-5.
Yes. Which I loved and miss.
All right, we got to go. This is Ricky.
I don't know what the hell I was.
This is stamps.com signing off.
Wait, what the fuck was I? Shit, I can't remember.
I think you said whore.
No.
I think you said business.
Oh, lady. I do remember now. And from all of us in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Gracias. <Good night. laughs> Buenos días.
Noches.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.